Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I want to have fun, and sometimes I can't make my mind up, okay?
Oh,
Woman
no.
Wednesday, we are starting a battle of the sexes because Woo-hoo! Friday night, my husband and I had no kids. My sons were staying with my parents. It was spring break. They were doing slumber party. And so we were like, okay, mommy, daddy, date night, what are we going to do?
Terrific.
And so we had gone out to like a late lunch, and I had originally made plans. I even like texted him. I was trying to be all cute. I was like, can I take you out on a date tonight? I made reservations for dinner. But because we had a late lunch, he's like, do you really want to go to dinner now? It's, you know, we're still kind of full. Like, let's do something else instead.
I get it.
Not a problem. Until it was a problem because we couldn't figure out what to do. So we're like, okay, well, let's just go to the casino. Let's drive to Yamava and we'll hang out for a little bit and then we can get a bite there to eat. Well, we drove to Yamava. It was packed. They must have had a concert or something going on. So we left and we're like, let's go find something else to do. Let's go get sushi. Drove to our sushi place. It was packed. Went to a Mexican restaurant that we like, and they closed early because they were too slow.
Wait, wait, wait. So you're now 9 out of 3. You haven't gone into any place yet?
No.
Wow.
No. I mean, it was like everywhere we went, we struck out. And at one point, I even told my husband, I was like, let's just go to the Dodger game. Let's drive out to LA and go watch the Dodger game. I knew we were going to be late. We weren't going to catch the beginning of
it. You were looking for something on the one night you're by yourselves without the kids.
And he's like, no, if we're not going to be there, like when the game starts, like, you know, it's kind of a waste. And I'm like, okay. Literally went on like this until 9:30 at night trying to find something to do. And he was so frustrated because I was like, well, what about this? Well, I don't know. What about this? And he's like, you're so indecisive at this point. And he's like, drive me through Jack in the Box and let's just go home.
Jack in the Box, liquor store, bottle, whiskey, bed.
Well, and that was the thing. I told him, I said, what I don't want to do is end up in like bed just watching TV because we can do that anytime. Like we never have the kids. So it turned into this huge argument about me being indecisive, that I can't make my mind up. When I did, I had plans made. So for Woman Wednesday, who's more indecisive? Because that showed me that being impulsive, I am very indecisive. I can't make a decision. But if I'm planning something, I'm not.
You're a fabulous person. Your husband's 100% right. Women are more indecisive.
No!
It's not even a real question. It's
I
clear.
Tried to make plans. He was just as indecisive as me.
He wanted to go to the Dodge. No, that was
no,
you.
No, that was me.
So and he do was you like, think no. he's indecisive?
I think he has glimpses of it where he's like, no, but he likes it to be like, he wants me to make the decision and I don't want to.
With my girlfriend, it's I can't work out what to wear. What do we do tonight? Where do I make a reservation? Blah, blah. It drives me nuts. I'm go with the throw. Women are clearly more indecisive.
So you think it is a woman trait?
It is 100% a woman trait.
Okay, Woman Wednesday. Who's more indecisive? Is it men or women? Because I don't think it's all women. I think you guys are just as guilty. You're just better at hiding it.
That is a lie. 888-431-3764. My girl is back. Kelly and her husband were kidless Friday night. The kids were with the in-laws, so they had a night to themselves. The only problem is they couldn't work out what to do. They went around going from place to place, and they couldn't work it out, so they end up blaming each other. Who's more indecisive?
We drove around for hours. Our big date night out ended up at Jack in the Box. Yeah.
And look at your face. You're still upset about it.
I am, because it ended into this whole big, I'm not going to say argument, but it was a discussion of who was at fault, because nobody could make a decision. And I was like, no, I was trying to make a decision. Everything I said, you were like, well, what if we do this? And then I got with the, well, how about we go try Mexican food? So I think it was both of our faults.
It's women. Women are clearly more indecisive. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a man, because I believe women are smarter than men.
100%.
You can, like, my girlfriend just takes, she can't get ready. She can't pick a restaurant. I'm laid back, go with the flow sort of person.
562 says, it's definitely men. My husband will shoot down every suggestion that I make and then ends up getting annoyed at me. We go out to dinner one night a week, and that's always the million-dollar question is, where are we going to go? He never says yes to any of my suggestions, so eventually I just end up giving up.
I think this is actually a good point here by 909. Men are. They hide it by making us make all the decisions. We just look that way because we want their input, and they say no to everything.
100%. Yes, that was Darcy in Huntington Beach. 100%. I agree with you, because that was part of the thing Friday night is my husband originally had said, well, let's go get Mexican food. So I was Googling places to go get Mexican food, and some of them were closed or they were packed. And yeah, he made it seem like I couldn't make the decision. I was trying to make him happy with what he wanted.
See, this is how my girlfriend would argue with me. She'd say the same thing. You just sit back and let me make all the decisions. Yeah, I do, but that doesn't make me indecisive. It's a different thing. She's still indecisive having to.
No, it makes you lazy. That's what it makes you.
No, it makes me a go with the flow kind of guy.
But you don't go with the flow.
What do you mean I don't?
That's part of the problem. Who's more indecisive on a Woman Wednesday? Is it men or women? You could call or text us 888-431-3764. Really his kind of party? Does Jason Aldean know what kind of party he really likes? Because I'm finding out men are just as indecisive as women are.
Wrong.
100% it is true. You guys just put more pressure on us to make the decisions, so it makes it seem like we're the indecisive one. It's Woman Wednesday, and that's what we're talking about. Who is more indecisive? Is it men or women?
The 951 here says, women may have a habit of changing their mind. However, men are more indecisive, and they're actually manipulative.
Okay, go on.
They say they go with the flow, but that's lazy. They want the women to make all the decisions. They want to say no, no, no to everything. I spent way too many years being the cruise director.
Thank you, 951, for making sense this morning.
She is right. And I'm assuming this is a she.
Right.
She is right, but in my household with my girlfriend's a self-confessed control freak, so she doesn't want it any other way. She has to make the decision. So I sit back and just go with the flow. There's nothing wrong with that.
909 chiming in here with some wisdom says, it's women. Think about when you're getting ready. And I think the guys will agree with me on this one. Who's the first one to pop out and be like, what do you think of this outfit? Should I wear this or this? Not only are women indecisive, they also are turning to the wrong gender for fashion advice. Okay.
Speaking my mind there.
Little bit of truth there. I will give you that, 909. Alex in Victorville, go ahead and settle it. Who is the most indecisive? Is it men or women?
Women. Because the one thing I hate is my wife will be like, oh, wherever you want to go, that's fine. Okay, let's go eat burgers. No, I don't feel like eating burgers. Okay, let's go have Mexican food. No, I don't feel like. Well, then what do you want? Well, whatever you want is fine. Oh, my God. It's just, it goes in circles.
And I will say, to my husband's defense with that, that was part of it, because where he wanted to go eat, he's like, I know you wouldn't have ate anything there. You're trying to eat better, and you wouldn't have picked anything. So that was part of the problem, was finding somewhere where we were both going to be able to enjoy our meals.
Oh, my gosh. And then it's like, we go somewhere. Oh, I really didn't like that. We should have went over here. Oh, my God.
Alex, what you just said is the exact reason that I don't make the decisions. Because I genuinely don't care with what she picks as long as we have a good time. If I pick and she says she doesn't care, she actually really does care, and the time won't be as good because she's got this secret sort of thought that she actually didn't want to be here.
See, now that goes back to our conversation the other day. You're never going to be right.
There's just so much pressure. You want everything to be fun, and you want it to be a great night, especially when it's those kidless date nights that you don't have that often.
That's true.
Yeah, and I understand that. And you make plans, and sometimes it doesn't work. But when you go to make a different plan, that doesn't work either.
Alex, do you not understand? I want to live in a fairy tale, okay? I want everything to be perfect.
Don't listen to her.
I understand. Women just, they want the white knight and the white horse and
yes.
All that stuff. And that.
Pick me up in my carriage, please.
Don't let them watch Hallmark movies. That's all I say.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.